her.
Shirley Q, look at her mama. Ask her how she doing.
How you doing?
Iron John just trying to brother it up.
I imagine that Shirley Q Liquor has a big old booty.
How you doing?
She's hilarious.
That's my middle name in drag.
You know, I think that Shirley Q Liquor has a webpage too. We're going to have to find it.
Yeah, but it really sucks.
That's funny. That's what's so
sucks.
Funny about
no,
it.
No, it's
actually.
Bad. It's not fun to be there. It sucks.
Well, I mean, you know, if you go there and you're able to listen to some of the clips by Shirley Q Liquor, mm-hmm. funny woman.
You know, I
absolutely funny.
I'm just going to say that Caleb's, yeah? Caleb's trying to get his ass kicked here.
Why? What's going on?
Caleb
in the chat room?
Every time we play a song, Caleb has a problem with it. Like he's a
Caleb's 21 years old.
Like what is he like? A big radio DJ?
He needs to do our music. Yeah. Music scheduling for us.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just entertain that thought for a minute. That Caleb's a big DJ on the radio, and he knows all about music. Are you ready? Hi, this is Caleb. You know, you're listening to me on WSSS because all the other music that everyone else plays sucks.
You sound just like him.
Well, can you see?
I feel like I'm
can
sitting right next to Caleb.
Coming up next is probably the best song ever.
Off of Cher's latest album.
Ever written. It's on Cher's latest album, and it's called If I Could Turn Back Time and Be a Diva Again, Everyone Else Would Suck, because they do, because I'm Cher.
Okay, you know, I told Caleb, I said, you know, Caleb...
Like my naked ass!
Is this Caleb?
Yeah.
Caleb.
Hi, Caleb.
You don't like our music? Why? What's wrong with our music?
Welcome to the Christian Grantham Show. This is your announcer, Caleb, for the Christian Grantham Show. You're on the air.
Caleb, does he sound remarkably like you or what?
Yeah.
No. Which is it?
You don't like our music? What's wrong with our music?
Hi, this is Caleb from Wisconsin. I just wanted to say that all the music on the Christian Grantham Show sucks ass.
You sound like Beavis, not me.
Actually, he sounds a lot like you do, but that's okay. What's wrong with our music?
It sucks most of it.
You know why? It's because you're 21 years old. You don't like all the 80s stuff we play.
I like a lot of 80s stuff, just not the stuff you play.
Well, let me give you a little. Let me fill you in on a little secret.
He likes all the 80s stuff, just not the stuff we play, which is 80s stuff too.
Let me fill you in on a little secret. God. Vince and I sit around and put together, you know, the 8 or 9 songs that we play during the show.
And we consciously choose
ones that suck so that we look good. All right?
I wish you told me that so I could have worked harder on it.
So give us a break.
If you're a real queer, you'd be playing Judy.
Or Cher,
Judy,
right?
Judy Garland?
Judy
Garland.
Oh,
come on. How many people out there really want to hear Judy Garland other than in a drag bar?
Hey, baby, I'm Caleb in the shower. Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah, give us a few bars of one of your favorite Judy Garland songs. No, let's let him actually give
sing
us,
it, girl.
Give us one song that you really like by Judy Garland,
no,
first of all.
I don't sing her in the shower. Sing.
What do you sing in the shower?
Yeah.
I Will Survive.
Well, let's sing it. Come on.
Oh, no, not I. I will survive.
Stop.
Oh, as long as I know how to love,
Vince,
I know.
Stop.
How to lie.
No,
if
go
you
on.
Don't stop that. I'm
going
to have to come there and beat the shit out of you.
I'm going to kill you.
He has our address. Be
I'm
careful,
gonna
baby.
I'm going to kill you.
He has our address.
Well, thank
you. Well, you know,
prove me wrong.
If you were to come and visit us to kick our ass or whatever, you know, just stay in a local hotel or whatever, we'll have you on the show for a few days.
Maybe we could have an orgy on the show.
Strike that.
Yeah, strike. Let me write that. I'm gonna make a list of. Hold on, baby. Let me
a
just
list
do this
of
real
things
quick.
That we
I'm
will
gonna
not
make.
Do.
No. I'm gonna make a list of things that we're gonna do on the show when Caleb's here, right? And the other ones have an orgy. Orgy on the show.
Whatever.
Wait a minute. The show with Caleb. Okay. That's the list of things to do on. And now I'm just going to cross it out. I'm going to put a bunch of X's through it so that we see it there and we know that we very specifically are not in any fucking way going
to
do that.
So you think we need to play a little Judy Garland, a little bit of I Will Survive. Do you even know who sang that song?
Edith Piaf.
Do what?
Edith Piaf.
Eat his pee off. Who is that? That sounds nasty.
God.
I don't know who any of these people are. Are these gay songs?
No, she's a French singer from the 40s.
Oh, please, you need to send us a list of songs to play then. Who likes this kind of music?
Anyone who likes good music.
Oh,
ooh,
God.
Touche.
Anyone who likes good music would be at my website right now downloading the list so that they're not total shitheads like Christian and Vince when they play their disco.
Does that fairly describe your anger with us right now? You've got to send this one file
from Z thing I wanted to play.
Okay, and you know what? That wave you just played too, by the way, Smack My Whatever. You got to email that to us. That's funny.
Britney Spears started again.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and play it. It's time for the Weekly Wave by Caleb, folks. Yes, I have. It's very funny. What are you doing? Would you stop that?
Could you play it again?
He's playing it now. For God's sake. He knows how obsessed we are with farting. Now, you know, to give him credit too on this mm-hmm. wave, it's a funny little wave file. I mean, like a flash program mm-hmm. that's a mock-up of a Britney Spears kind of.
Remember
the one I was trying to hack the code and.
Yeah. My hacker boyfriend.
She sounds terrible too.
It's so loud.
It's so annoying. She says pooted too. She doesn't even say farted.
No, she uses a lot of different words. Pooted, farted, quaff, whatever.
Are you serious? I wasn't paying that much attention. Good God.
I know you weren't.
You actually paid that close of attention to this damn wave file? Caleb is obsessed with these wave files.
Some beans.
Did Caleb even hear us? He's playing the entire goddamn thing.
I know
thing.
He is. Because he's a DJ and he...
Hey, Christian.
He's a DJ. He rocks, and Christian and Vince suck when it comes to music.
Christian, I just want to play a wave file. It's, you got 10 minutes?
Hey, Christian, you've still got 30 minutes left in the show, and I've got a wave file I'd like to play for you real quick.
Christian, I'd like to play
It doesn't suck like you do.
I want to play my favorite disco song by the disco diva herself, Laura Branigan.
The disco diva herself?
I wonder what his real job is.
He works at a convenience store.
No, does
ripping
Caleb?
People apart because their music sucks.
Oh, I forgot. He did tell us.
He works at a gas station.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
He's the one that goes out there in the rain and pumps the gas, probably.
He needs to download these wave files and play them at the gas station. Caleb, that was hilarious.
Hey, DJ. Where's our DJ?
I know. Dead air.
Hello, DJ. Who's that?
You must really love Z Thing, huh?
Who's that gigolo on the street?
You there?
That's a good website.
Yeah, it is. Have you ever been to Consumption Junction? You need to check that place out.
No.
You're going to love it. Oh, God. We're going to get some crazy shit from you now.
But the problem is that they have some wave files on there that really suck ass.
I can't hear what the fuck you're saying.
That's a good thing. He's just being an asshole.
I can't hear Chris. Vince.
I like to say fuck.
Vince. Would you put this up?
What? It's perfect.
Okay.
Don't you worry about
it. Well, Caleb, listen. Consumption Junction. You got to check out that webpage. Check it out. And
are you there, DJ?
Yeah.
All right.
Just a second. I'm just
trying to get better. Who's the gigolo on the street?
Okay. Well, Caleb.
Caleb?
It's kind of a messed up connection.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Well, a little bit better.
Well, we've got to let you go. We've got to jump into the message board at ChristianGrantham.com where there's some funny-ass posts. Why don't I ever see you posting in the message board, by the way?
Text typing.
Of all people, I think you'd probably post the most funniest shit in there.
I'm going to.
Okay, well, take care, my friend.
You too.
Thanks for calling in with your playlist, Caleb. It's fantastic.
You're pissing me off.
But we love you.
We love you, Caleb. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Vince, you do a phenomenal Caleb.
He seemed to not be all that into it as much as I was.
Well, I mean,
I don't know why.
If you had a voice that sounds like your face was wired shut and you heard somebody making fun of it, you'd probably be upset too.
It doesn't sound that's not at all the image that I was trying to portray there.
Well, it sure sounded like it.
Christian, if you keep talking about me like that, I'm gonna come over there and stick a tree up your ass. You suck ass. I
Vince.
Hate you. What?
Okay, so
call me Kiki.
Go to ChristianGrantham.com. We're jumping into the message board where there's an absolutely hilarious post there from DC Rob. It's titled, Why Press Agents Have Nightmares. And I was educated on this when I read this. I didn't know that there was a boy band called Boys in Blue. Have you heard of this boy band?
I've heard of them, but they totally suck. They're nothing like Cher.
Stop
it! I wish they'd die.
Well, it says DC Rob actually posted a segment, an excerpt of a transcript of an interview between the British boy band Boys in Blue while they were filming a video in Lower Manhattan. And the boy band looks relative. Well, one of them looks cute. As much as I can say,
they look kind of cute. They're kind of a disco retroy, I think.
Well,
too.
You know, if, I bet I'm, if two of them took their hats off, we'd see that they're hair club for they're in the hair club for men.
Hey, don't we have a clip to play of them?
Yes, we do. But first, I gotta kind of set this up a little bit, I may.
You may.
Anyway, they were giving
don't
an
kill
interview.
Me, okay?
They were giving an interview during the filming, and Anthony Costa, who is. One of the band members says to the Sun, we saw the second plane crash into the tower and then the building crumble. The Sun says, you witnessed all that? That must have been scary. Simon Webby replies, of course it was scary. It would be. It's the biggest day of terrorism in history. Then Lee Ryan responds, what about whales? They are ignoring animals that are important. Animals need saving. And that's more important. This New York thing is being blown out of proportion.
Now, what's the name of this post?
It's Why Press Agents Have Nightmares.
All right.
Then Simon Webby chimes up, shut up, Lee. And the Sun says, that's a bit out of order, don't you think?
Wait, let me read this last sentence.
Then Lee Ryan says,
who gives a fuck? It's about New York when who gives a fuck about New York when elephants are being killed? Who gives a fuck about that?
And he's so cute. He's such an adorable person, but he just stuck his foot in his mouth. It was a terrible thing to say.
Oh no, I've stuck my foot straight up in my own ass, and so far that I can taste it, and it's actually in my mouth again too. That sucks. I've got to come up with something else to say to make it look like I don't hate America and I love elephants too.
Give it to all the gay guys though too, in the chat, in the message board to say, but he's cute, he's cute. And Rob
he
even
is cute.
He is. Rob even replies back, it would be wrong to hold a grudge against anyone this cute. And he posts some images of Lee Ryan.
Oh,
the,
and we
the
have
cute,
some
good looking guy.
We've got, I guess, Rob
he
posted
is hot.
This. Rob posted an audio clip of him with his, what is this, a retort? Is that what that's called?
Audio clip? It's not an audio
yes,
clip.
Yes, it is.
Where?
Wink, wink. I got it from Morpheus.
God help us. Okay, he actually replied because he knew this was going to be a controversial thing, I guess.
All right, here you go. I'm going to press play, okay?
Okay, you go for it.
By now you might have heard that the stupid comments I made the other day to the Sun newspaper. I just wanted to say to you all that I am sorry. I can't believe I said it. I didn't even mean it like that. And the second I said it, I was like, oh my God, that isn't even what I meant. All I can say is that since we got back from New York, we have all been asked again and again about our experiences there. And to be honest, what we saw in New York was so bad they've always tried to avoid talking about it. Hold on, I just hit pause there.
Baby.
This guy obviously feels horrible about what he said.
And he's so cute doing it, too.
Yeah, and he's also clearly very educated. Here, let me press play again.
Just the idea that he's like a young, dumb, blonde-headed, cute guy just really turns me on.
New York was awful, and I hate myself that that people might think I don't care. I cried my eyes out when I watched the towers collapse, but I just don't want to go on about it as if I've got something important to say, but I'm tired. And I'm so stupid, aggressive, that I try to steer a conversation to other topics. I'm not good with words and talking and saying things and all that, and they get mixed up when I try to open my mouth.
I love that. Get mixed up. Mix up. Mix it up.
Especially when I try to speak, because this freaking British accent's incredibly confusing to people who speak the language, even incredibly clearly, like other people that I know. Mm. But I know what I'm saying, and I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm sorry that I said it. And as for me, I don't care how stupidly it is. Never mind. That was a little run over there.
That's great. That's great.
Well, I'm glad that he posted that up on Morpheus. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
And you know, what's more cute than a cute, hot, blonde-headed kid who says something stupid and then says something stupid to try to make up for it? Oh, that's the kind of boy I want. Young, dumb, and hot.
Well, Cookie said if I kept talking like that I'm going to get bent over.
Let's hope it's by the lovely and beautiful Lee Ryan.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
You know, their music is... I never heard from this band either.
Kev...
Never heard of this band. Here's some of their music, too. Then the lyrics are typically boy bandish. They really are. This song is called "You're a Woman."
This is
and they can't help but to call this woman in their dreams or whatever in the song. They're woman of the night.
This is instinct.
They don't understand that is, you know, maybe they don't understand that means hooker in the U.S.
Maybe they're hookers.
Maybe they're wanting a
hey,
hooker.
Baby, can I eat an apricot?
Sure,
while you're playing your music.
Sure,
right.
If you want to shit, go for it.
You've been eating them the whole show.
I think that Lee Ryan is the lead singer on this.
Baby.
Lyrics are so horrible.
I got scared there. Caleb left the chat room. I thought he was going to leave. He left a call back in and rip us a new one.
Yeah. He knows our address, and thankfully to you, he's probably going to come here and just effing murder us.
He's in Wisconsin. He can't even make it to the nearest bookstore. What makes you think he's going to come here?
Vince... Never cross a Hermie. You're asking
baby,
for it.
Baby, that wasn't nice.
Well, I'm just
and
kidding.
And I'm very upset that you played that laugh clip.
That was you.
It was not.
Well, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to leave you with the fabulous, articulate Lee Ryan of the British boy band Boys in Blue. Listen to how clever these lyrics are, folks. You're listening to the Christian Grantham Show.